Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2. Thank you for so many people joining us today, friends. I totally appreciate it. Now listen, I really want to make this your show. I'm not dragging this out on purpose. I'm trying to inundate you with the information that exposes the lies of what's going on today. You just heard Joe Biden talk about how the people are demanding. So what they're doing, the message they want to give you, is though that he has nobody there in support of his administration. Donald Trump all the well knows this, okay? Absolutely no. The mainstream media reported that nobody was there. Okay. Yet he just won the presidency of the United States of America. The message to you is there's nothing that you can do about the onslaught of what's taking place here. The message to you, America, is there's more of us than there really is. Okay. And Americans didn't want to listen to that neither. Okay. Less than 1.7% of the population are being used to overthrow your constitutional republic. Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, second term, have zero support. Contrived. Fake. Okay? The message is, we hear you. Listen to what Joe Biden's saying. We hear you. That's why you voted me in. Just listen to my lies. I'm going along with the propagandists and the communists because we're overthrowing your governments to establish a global order that Donald Trump teed up for me, okay? What they're saying is, listen, we hear you loud and clear. You want answers to the pandemic. You want answers to COVID-19. What are the American people really saying? It's a fraud. What is he saying? They're trying to lead the narrative. They're trying to lead you to the trough that they want you to drink from. And you have to be very careful, folks. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We are in some dangerous times. I'm going to live my life the same way that George Bush, and when he was the president, the same way that I'm going to live my life when Bill Clinton was the president. I'm going to live my life the same way when that of Barack Hussein Obama, when he was the president. I'm going to live my life the same way. Why? Because I'm living by the rule of law. And I'm going to be on the radio, by the grace of God, calling out the crimes of Biden's administration. When he does the right thing, I'll be the first one to stand with him. When he does the wrong thing, I'll be the first one to stand against him. That's called being principled. I'm saying that we're ruled by law in America. We're not ruled by Joe Biden. We're not ruled by criminal Kamala Harris. We're not ruled by Donald Trump or his impotent cabinet. We're not ruled by any of that. We're all ruled by the law. And if everybody would take a hold of what I'm sharing with you right now by being Christocrats, it doesn't matter if the devil himself is in the White House. Because we hold his feet to the fire regardless. You know what? Probably going to have to get my fight on a lot more. Yep. I'm already pondering in my mind as to how I'm going to deal with this. But I'm as much awake today as I was during Donald Trump's administration. Remember what I said to you during the probably the third segment concerning that of Thomas Jefferson. He said that he preferred what? He preferred the warfare over peaceful slavery. When Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America, all the self-professed Christians and good people, the conservatives of the day, you know, yesterday's liberals, read Matthew 5:13. What did they do? They lived their own selfish lives. They forgot God. They say they fear God, but they serve, they feared the Lord, but they served their own gods. And it's exactly what they did. It's better to have a guy like this in office. At least we know what we're dealing with. What are you talking about, Bradley? I want to go over to 2 Corinthians really quick for you, because I want you to understand how the enemy puts himself in the face of the people. Okay? When you go to 2 Corinthians 11, I'm going over there right now, and I just want to give you two scriptures, 14 and 15. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of darkness. Is that what he said? Nope. Does Satan himself, when he comes across to the people, does he have horns on the top of his head, a pitchfork, and a long red tail? Absolutely not. How does he come? And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He's the good guy. When I had Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent, on the radio with me, I said, it's interesting how people think that dictators of the past were hated by the people. Have you ever watched film with the way that the people in Germany, 80 million of them, reverenced that of the dictator and mass murderer, Adolf Hitler? And just think about it. Adolf never pulled the trigger. How stupid can people become? Just look there. The same thing with Benito Mussolini. By the way, they compared Benito to that of Donald Trump. The arrogance, the narcissism. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. It's scary. But how does Satan transform himself? As an angel of light. How many times did Jesus say, beware? Now, how do I liken that up to what we're seeing today? The Bible says a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. How do politicians appeal to their supporters? They tell them what they want to hear. A flattering tongue spoileth the soul. A flattering tongue spoileth the enemy. Who tells you things that you want to hear? The people that you like. Jesus said to beware of them, because the Bible clearly says faithful are the wounds of a friend. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Folks, when people tell you hard things, those are the people that are telling you the truth. Those that are telling you what you want to hear, you better turn around and go the other direction and get as far away from you as you possibly can. That is a lesson everybody in this country needs to learn. A faithful witness delivers souls. A faithful witness delivereth the nations. But how does he do it? He brings about judgment, and he scattereth evil. Now let's get back to this, because I just highlighted the fact that if Donald Trump would have prosecuted Biden for treason, we'll get to him in a moment, he would not have become your president-elect. Nope, he wouldn't have. And you're in a system today, friends, where you're conditioned to listen to the crimes be magnified over the law. That's not what preserves your constitutional republic or your freedoms. That's what destroys your freedoms, a lack of justice. Justice guards our liberty, not injustice, okay? Now, we highlighted Hillary Clinton. We highlighted Donald Trump. How they were arch enemies on the campaign trail, and then once he won, 41 seconds later, he told his supporters that we all owed her, right? I'm talking about the supporters, that the supporters owed America, Hillary Clinton, a major debt of gratitude for her service. First 41 seconds. Then we have, going to the next guy, Barack Hussein Obama, who is a foreigner. He admitted it. We played it on audio several times. Michelle, his wife, he called her Michael several times. We played that audio for you. I guess that was way out there, too. I didn't say it. Michelle did, and so did Barack Hussein Obama. But Michelle calls out Barack for being Kenyan-born. Barack says he's Kenyan-born three different times. When he leaves office, he's blatant about the fact that he was born in Kenya. And the American people still don't listen to what the Constitution says when we are called to go back through Donald Trump, the good guy that wants to go ahead. And what? What does he want to do, friends? He wants to drain the swamp. And instead of going back on Barack Hussein Obama and considering and undoing everything he did during his criminal administration, what does he do? He just calls him out for treason. I'll get back to that in just a second. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources, not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Interaction, folks. I truly do. 1-866-582-9933. We got David calling from San Francisco. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, how are you, Bradley? You know, I was surprised. In that last segment, you were talking about Mussolini and Hitler. And I don't know if you're familiar with it, but in 1957, about what, 12 years after World War II was over, some documents got released out of England that showed that the former King of England was actually in league with Hitler.
Hmm.
And Hitler pretended to be like a, you know, a chancellor, a president, a Republican, you know, someone who believed in a republic.
Hmm.
But in fact, he was secretly in league with the king of the former
yep.
king of England
yep.
to bring down the republic in Germany and put instead the Kaiser back. And so, you know, this idea of who's really guided by the Spirit, that to me shows, you know, Hitler was certainly not guided by any spirit. He was guided by the monarchists that wanted to get back in power.
Yeah, well, let's just call it for what it is, the bankers. I guess my job is to point the finger at the Christ. I think I've shared with you before, David, and I'll share with you even now. And our listeners, there's a story told, a real-life story told of Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, back from England, by the way. And he had talked about going onto the backside of a mountain in Italy, and he noticed an old church. So he walked inside of the old church, and he noticed on the side, the walls, he noticed all of the prophets, both major and minor prophets, all pointing to the front of the church. And so what he did is he kept walking towards the front of the church, and as he got to the front of the church, he noticed that all of the prophets were pointing their fingers at the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Those that are born of the Spirit are going to be led of the Spirit, Romans 8, 14. And we're always going to keep pointing our finger back to the Lamb of God, who is the answer, because our forefathers did it, and they said there's no king but King Jesus, and they made an appeal to heaven, and it's the same business that I'm going to be a part of as long as I'm on this earth. So I want to believe that I continuously point my finger to the one that can lead us to the position. But notice, we always get in trouble, David, when we depart from him. And that's what I don't want to see, and that's where I see America today.
Well, it's interesting you raise that from that angle, because, you know, in American politics, you know, we have separation of church and state. And to
Hang on, David. Show me that. Can you share that with me right now, where there's lines between church and state in the Declaration of Independence, in the Bill of Rights, or the U.S. Constitution, please?
Well, you can't.
You can't. It's not there. It's not there. What you're referring to is the ACLU's version. Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. He said there's lines between church and state. What he did is he wrested, twisted what Thomas Jefferson said in 1802 concerning a letter sent to Danbury Church saying there's an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing to the church today. So, like a good communist, they took it and turned it, inverted it inside out.
The first clause of the Bill of Rights says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
No law. So, exactly.
Well, that's what the Bill of Rights says.
Right, right. No law.
So, if I was a fiscal conservative and I was going to send my congressman to Washington, D.C., or the mayor to be spending my tax dollars, I want the tax dollars to be measured by some sort of an accounting method. Way you can prove that you're not being cheated, right?
Sure, sure.
Now, when you get into spending money on religious affairs, those are ethical principles, but they're not necessarily fiscally measured things. So if I was to be in the Defense Department and we believed that Atlas held the world on our shoulders, or on his shoulders, and somebody was to say, oh, Atlas might get an itch, we better send 80 tons of talcum powder down there to make sure he doesn't start wiggling around and drop the earth off his shoulders. So I don't want my tax dollars to be going against another religion. You know, we're trying to pit Christians and Jews against Muslims, or, you know, someday it'll be the Sikhs and the Hindus.
Wait a second, David. You're saying a lot. No, just let me answer some of the stuff you're saying. I don't see Christians going into Muslim nations and trying to establish their government the way that Muslims that are here to conquer America are doing. Wait a second, David. I'm trying to answer your question, okay? But it's okay for them to come into America and do it? Are you kidding me? When you begin to allow that to happen, the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's why we're called the light of the world, okay? We are a Christian nation, and speaking of lines between church and state, I'll tell you what, every one of our representatives have a real serious problem transgressing that what does not exist, as you say, because they put their hand on the Bible swearing to God and man that they're going to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. What is their reference to what's right and wrong? What is their reference to what an enemy is and to what a friendly is? The word of God, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. I want to make sure we stick to the facts here and not just your opinion.
Well, if you were to look at, we the people elect our employee, be a mayor or a city councilman or a sewer worker or whatever board or commission they end up on. President is just an employee.
Yep.
4 years,
yep.
And that's the check and balance that the guy is not performing right. If he's spending money on frivolous things, if he's wasting money, if he's, in the case of this epidemic.
Okay, wait. Let's just stick to a topic here, because I got much to cover still within the next three segments. So please just make your point, David.
Well, regarding the epidemic, the COVID. Are people actually out there claiming that this is an act of God? You know, that this great plague...
It's an act of corruption is what it is. It's an act of corruption. It's a plandemic, as I've shared on the show 1,000 times. I played the audio.
I believe it's a pollution-based disease, and the corporation that claims it doesn't want to get busted.
Polluted politicians, immoral politicians.
No, I'm saying that pollution in Wuhan, China, created a new disease... And the pollution, the people that created that pollution don't want to pay the medical bills. So they're basically, you know, pointing fingers in other directions so that they never get caught.
That's right. Well, that's what politicians do. Everybody's guilty except themselves, right?
It's not politicians, it's corporations.
Okay, and corporations. But again, if you look at special interest groups concerning those corporations, who's opening the stage for them more than this current administration, which just happened to be the politicians? So let's again hold it together and put it together. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible, David. And that's what we have to stick to, because if we get away from that, what we're going to do is we're going to get confused just like you. And I'm not saying that to smack you down, but my goodness, every time I talk to you, David, I really like you. I think you're a cool guy, but you're a confused individual. Get back to the Word of God. Put on Christ. Renew your mind by the Word of God. Romans 12:2. Keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. Hebrews 12:2. Okay, and that's where you got to go, because I can't do for you what only He can do by His Holy Ghost. And I say that out of sincerity, because I think you're a really cool guy. So with that said, friends, I need to get back to this topic because I have more information and audio that I need to play for you guys. We're talking about if Trump would have prosecuted Biden for treason, he would not have become your president. Elect. Who's called out Barack Hussein Obama for treason more than Donald Trump? Nobody. Nobody has. Let's go ahead and play that where Donald Trump calls out Barack Hussein Obama for treason concerning the whole Iran scandal. Listen to this, friends.
Iran's hostilities substantially increased after the foolish Iran nuclear deal was signed in 2013. And they were given $150 billion, not to mention $1.8 billion in cash.
By who?
Instead of saying thank you to the United States, they chanted death to America.
Yep.
In fact, they chanted death to America the day the agreement was signed. Then Iran went on a terror spree, funded by the money from the deal, and created hell in Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, Afghanistan, and Iraq.
Yep.
The missiles fired last night at us and our allies were paid for with the funds made available by the last administration. The regime also
tightened
the reins on their own country, even recently killing 1,500 people at the many protests that are taking place all throughout Iran.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The very defective JCPOA expires shortly anyway.
That's crazy.
And gives Iran a clear and quick path to nuclear breakout.
Wow.
Iran must abandon its nuclear ambitions and end its support for terrorism.
Yeah, yeah.
The time has come for the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Russia, and China to recognize this reality.
That's crazy.
They must now break away from the remnants of the Iran deal.
What they're doing, friends,
you
just called out Barack Obama for treason. Okay, you need to keep in mind all the countries that Donald Trump just called out were the ones that we were warned about after September 11th through General Wesley Clark saying that these were countries we were going to topple because of their national or natural resources. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election, a declaration disputed by President Donald Trump. Biden said that he is honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in me and in Vice President-elect Harris, referring to his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. Trump, a Republican vying for a second term, responded in a statement, "We all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. The simple fact is this election is far from over. Joe Biden has not been certified as the winner of any states, let alone any of the highly contested states headed for mandatory recounts or states where our campaign has valid and legitimate legal challenges." This is USA Radio News. Georgia is headed for a recount. Trump keeps gaining on Biden's lead in Arizona. Lawmakers are calling for a full audit in Pennsylvania and court cases there and elsewhere, primarily centering around mail-in ballots, are playing out. A slew of media outlets Saturday declared Biden the winner of the election. In Philadelphia, Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani told reporters, "Networks don't get to decide elections. Courts do." If everything were to hold true, Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, would also solidify her place in history by becoming the first woman, the first Black American, and the first South Asian American elected vice president in U.S. history. Harris's political career has included many barrier-breaking moments, such as serving as California's first Black female attorney general. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just playing some audio because we're talking about if Trump would have prosecuted Biden for treason, he would have not become your president-elect. Okay? First one I highlighted was Hillary Clinton, how he said that he was going to bring up a special prosecutor. When he wins 41 seconds, he says to the American people, and namely to his supporters, that we owe her a major debt of gratitude. That's what he said. Now we're talking about Barack Hussein Obama, and we're talking about how Donald Trump called him out for treason back of January 8th, 2020. Okay? 2020, a year ago. Called him out for treason, friends. Did you notice all the countries that he was talking about? Did you know that back after September 11th, they did not know who to attack in 2001? General Wesley Clark came out and named seven countries that the government would attack. And he said if they did not have natural resources, oil and the such, our military would not be there. Just wanted to let you know, okay? That's why you're called the Great Satan, America, because of what you allow your politicians to do to third world countries. But let's go back to this. The President of the United States of America accused Barack Hussein Obama of funding missiles that attacked Americans in Iran. It's true. And the American people knew of it when he did what he did. Now, what should be observed here is that the president acknowledges his treason, Barack Hussein Obama's, yet fails to charge him for treason, Article 3, Section 3, which would deter anyone else from daring the justice of God in our government. Okay? He's not deterring politicians from committing crimes. He's encouraging them to by doing absolutely nothing to the guilty ones that are in the ranks in Washington, D.C. But he promised the American people that he would drain the swamp. He promised the American people that he'd bring back in the rule of law. He promised the American people that he could do whatever he wanted to do with the DOJ. What has he done? Absolutely nothing. And the people were led about by QAnon, by this is what's coming, this is what's coming, this is what's coming. Now it's all over with. Just like I said it would be. Just like I said it would be. Instead, the president puts, listen carefully, instead of Donald Trump, as he calls out Barack Hussein Obama for his treason, as I just played during the last segment, instead of him prosecuting Barack Hussein Obama for his treason against America, what does Donald Trump do? He puts sanctions on Iran. He puts sanctions on Iran in hopes of misreading his confusion, Daniel 9:7, by overlooking the law that he is to faithfully execute against all enemies here domestically. Read Romans 3:20, Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Oh, and by the way, this is what I wanted to get to. I may as well just play it for you. Barack Hussein Obama is responsible for more than just what took place in Iran. He transgressed the Constitution 1,163 times, and the American people allowed him to do it for 8 years. The American people allowed him to do it for 8 years, and not one said representative in America, not a one, the good guys, you know, the good guys, the Republicans, not a one of them drew up the articles of impeachment. That's how corrupt you are, America. That's how, folks, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Because this is what you allow concerning your government. And it's your responsibility to right the wrongs. I want you to listen to the fact that Barack Hussein Obama also said that he was a foreigner because foreigners have no business in American government whatsoever. Donald Trump could have went after Barack Obama. He called him the worst president in American history until he met him. After he met him, he had the audacity to look at the cameras and say that Barack Hussein Obama was first class. It's exactly what he said. After he won the presidency. Folks, you're so easily controlled. You're so easily led because you don't have your eyes on the right person. Read John 14:6. Listen to Barack Hussein Obama call himself a foreigner. Donald Trump, right then and there, should have went after his administration because everything that Barack Obama did, the foreign sodomite criminal himself, did during his criminal tenure in American government, everything could have been undone. But did Donald Trump do that? No. He lays sanctions on Iran. Oh, my goodness. Listen to this, friends.
3 years ago, I visited Kenya as the first sitting American president to come from Kenya.
Okay. That's one of several times. Did you know that Facebook pulled that? Did you know that the big tech companies pulled that, friends, because they didn't want you to hear what he had said? He told on himself. In his confusion, he blurted out the truth. He was moved by his emotions in Kenya, friends. He wanted to let them know, hey, I'm in here with y'all. That's what he was doing. Right? Now coming to the most recent criminal left unprosecuted, we have President-elect Joe Biden. Give me a break. I highlighted during the beginning of the show, friends, this is how duped you've been. Biden gives victory speech in front of dozens of empty cars. I highlighted the fact that the mainstream media highlighted the fact 3 weeks ago. Pamela Geller highlighted it. Mainstream media, Joe Biden leads in polls, yet no one, not one person showed up to his rallies. This is the power of the media to lead you astray and believing the lies that they promulgate 24/7. You talk to the average Joe. Folks, I just got back from Deep South last week. I think we've seen two Biden signs just to show you how you're being played. Not them. They know what they're doing. They're in this thing together. Okay? Because if not, Donald Trump would have prosecuted Joe Biden for his treason long ago. Who has highlighted Joe Biden's treason against the American people more than Donald Trump? Nobody is. Have the American people forgotten that he is the commander-in-chief? I see the ignorance of the people saying that he doesn't have the power nor the authority to prosecute. Are you kidding me? I would love for you to call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. But he's got the power. He's got the power to go ahead and grant clemency to political prisoners, right? Folks, when you see people like that, you just need to do yourself a favor and get away from them, because they're self-condemned. They're self-condemned people. They're heretics is what they are. And they have not a clue as to what they're talking about. Isn't it interesting how when the government wants their man, it just takes a couple days. But when the American people want their corrupt politicians brought to justice, how many decades later and we still don't have it concerning the Clintons, the Bidens, or the Obamas? Isn't it amazing how that works? Isn't it amazing how you've subjected yourself in your chains that have been forged through your own ignorance? Isn't it amazing how you just so willfully give yourself back over to those that control your lives? You want them to control your lives. Well, I want to tell you something. Those that are controlling your lives, friends, just for the record, they can't even control their own lives. And you want them to control yours? The first part of self-governance is the fact that we can govern ourselves before God. And Americans have lost that. Americans have lost that. The unprosecuted presidential-elect Joe Biden. Just think about this, America. For how many months have we heard about Joe Biden and his crimes against we the people? And before you know it, the mainstream media comes in and slips him up as a legitimate presidential contender. How dumbed down the people have become. He's been called out for pedophilia. You've seen how many videos of this guy preying on women and kids. His college roommate came out and said that he preferred children. Right? He's committed the act of treason along with his crack-smoking son, Hunter Biden. He worked under one of the greatest criminals in American history, Barack Hussein Obama. And now all of a sudden the American people want him to become the president of the United States of America. Who said that? Is that the voice of the people? Nope, that's the voice of the mainstream media. That's the voice that they want you to listen to. You know, my Bible tells me, and I'm going to go there right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And I'm going to go over to John 10, and I want you to listen carefully, because this applies to those that have ears to hear, okay, and eyes to see. When you go to John 10, the Bible says in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I want to tell you something. Politicians want you to give up your life for the good of their country, not themselves. They know nothing of love. They've already sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver. Luke 22, verse 48. Okay? When I go down just a little bit, what do I find? I find scripture that tells me that I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. That's what scripture tells me. Okay? The Bible tells me that a voice of a stranger, the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Who's the good shepherd? The word of God or reprobate man? Who are we to follow? The word of God. And the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. He's talking about the Gentiles. Because remember, he went to the Jews that were broken by the law. Because circumcision, the law was given unto them. The oracles of God were given unto them. Romans 3. But he talks about how we're supposed to know the voice of a good shepherd. Oh, Lord. And I love you enough to tell you the truth, right? Let me go back to this. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and shall find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come, Jesus said, that they may have life, and that they may have life more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, the people. Is that what you're seeing today? Nope. You're seeing these hirelings. You're seeing these minions of Satan himself who come to steal, kill, and destroy, fleecing you every step of the way. Oh, by the way, did you know Donald Trump said he was going to eradicate the deficit? Did you know that it's going to be up to 8.3%? And I'm talking about in the trillions after his incumbency. Oh, my goodness. He's doing the opposite of what he said he would do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, Shane says to me, friends, how about I just agree to disagree because opinions don't mean anything. Hey, listen to me, brother from another mother. I haven't given you my opinion one time. Not one time have I given you my opinion, and you refuse to still acknowledge the truth. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the facts. We got Paul calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you? You got to turn the background noise off, please.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Oh, hey, Brad, do you remember me? I called you about a month ago. I'm down here in East Tennessee, friend of Harry Grothjohn.
Oh, hey, Paul. Nice to have you on.
Yes, sir. Barack Hussein Obama. Do you recall the interview that he had with George Stephanopoulos where he came right out and said, and I believe totally in my Muslim faith?
Yeah. Yep, and then okay. Stephanopoulos corrected him for the people because they both work for the same powers that are tolerated. I remember.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct, yeah.
Yep.
He is, don't you mean your Christian faith? And
that's right.
Obama stuttered through and goes, oh, yeah. My Christian faith.
Yep.
Anyway, the thing is this. That man was a plant, and we know it. You know
no
it,
doubt.
I know it. Okay.
Yep.
He was groomed to put in there. They had the Bilderberg meeting in, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yep. I'm tracking.
And, Okay, sir. And then the thing, too, is him and Hillary, Obama and Hillary went to that meeting, and they said, we're not going to put you in, Hillary. We'll put you in the Secretary of State. It's Obama's turn. And the next round, you know, next election coming around will be your turn. And we blew her out of the water. But the thing is, I mean, this whole thing is contrived.
It is.
Right now with Biden is contrived.
No doubt.
This has been planned for 4 years.
That's right.
With COVID was contrived.
Yep.
They interjected this here so they could come up with this mail-in voting crap.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they scared the crap out of everybody saying, oh, you can't go and vote, so we're going to do mail-in votes. This is the most.
Yeah, it's very.
Is the biggest.
It is, Paul. Paul, I'm totally with you. For the sake of time, I got to cut you off. I totally agree with you, Paul, every step of the way. But listen, guys, I want to just reiterate this point. And, Paul, thank you. I sincerely appreciate your phone call. Quit living your lives where you're worried about what the enemy is doing. Start living your lives where they're worried about what you're doing. Okay? That's a patriot. That's a Christian patriot, conservative. They all are extracted from the Christ, the risen one, the one that sits at the right hand of my Father even now. Okay? Who's been given all power and authority over all things. That's my daddy. That's my big brother. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay? Everybody knows who the bad guys are, Paul. Quit magnifying the bad guys. I'm not saying you're doing that, Paul. But I am saying everybody knows who the bad guys are in this country. And until the American people stand up, 1 millionth in one time, I've said this now, right? Until the American people stand up and quit giving way to them leading the narrative and dealing with the corrupt and sending the message that we are not going to tolerate your corruption any longer, nothing's going to change. We all know who the bad guys are. And that's the point of the whole show today. If Donald Trump would have prosecuted all of these people, I can guarantee you there'd be a second term. I guarantee it. But until the American people figure out that they're on the same team like pro wrestlers that are put up to be arch enemies behind closed doors, they're working for the same people, just like in pro wrestling. We're now talking about President-elect Joe Biden, who has been, by the way, been called out repeatedly for treason by Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is acknowledging him as a legitimate candidate who is now the president-elect of the United States of America. I want you to understand carefully, friends. Listen to me carefully. Take heed to what I'm telling you. This is a tactic. They want you to believe. This is what they say. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Nobody's showing up to Joe Biden. Donald Trump is causing his followers and the American people to believe that Joe Biden is a legitimate candidate. But when the American people go to these rallies, nobody's showing up. Not a one person showing up. Are you listening to what they're doing, friends? They prosper through craft. They prosper through policy and propaganda. Okay, push the lie long enough, and they will believe it sooner or later. What did Adolf Hitler say? It's a good thing for people in power that the people never think. If you let this one go, you're in big trouble, friends. Rest assured. I want to bring this about in consummation. Justice is the guardian of our liberty, not injustice. Read 5:15 of the book of Amos. This would have been the surest way to know that you were dealing with when it came to the likes of a Donald Trump. Is he just or is he unjust? You answer it. What is it that you now see? We can see that he's unjust. Let me put scripture up to it. Proverbs 20, verse 8. A king, Article 6, Section 2, the supremacy clause, the law that God gave is king, that sitteth in the throne of judgment, and when faithfully executed by good representations that of those that sit in the executive, scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Is that what's happened? Absolutely not. They've been encouraged. Well, what does scripture say in contrast to that? The wicked walk on every side when what? Is it true that the wicked walk on every side? There's nobody that can doubt or discredit what I'm telling you right now. The wicked are everywhere. Why? It tells us, Psalm 12:8, when the vilest men are exalted. Okay? So I want to make clear here that there's no difference between what you might call the Republicans and the Democrats, both unconstitutional parties, set to further divide the American people. Okay? They are both on the same team pushing for the same global agenda. And what many people are afraid that Joe Biden would have done or will do, Donald Trump has been doing through the mainstream media. I've done several shows showing you the fruit on his wicked tree. And it's my job not to talk about the branches on the tree, but to lay the axe to the root of the tree. You can always judge a man. This is important. You can always judge a man by his love for God and man, 1 John 5:2, and his love for his country by how? By his hatred for sin. By zero tolerance when it comes to those that are committing crimes against the law that is magnified to maintain our freedoms. Okay? You can always judge a man by his love for his country and his hatred for sin. Always. By his hatred for sin. And by the manner in which he deals with the wicked, he will not tolerate it in any sense of the word. Read Psalm 94:16. The Bible says in Psalm 97:10, "You that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked." Is that what's been done? Or have you been subject to the wicked? Do you understand? "For when thy judgments are in the earth," the Lord said, "the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness." Isaiah 26:9. Isaiah 51:4 says, "Hearken to me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people." Is it getting darker or is it getting brighter, friends? Do you understand? Sad to say, Donald Trump and his supporters have failed to take heed to the word of the Lord through the prophets, Leviticus 26, verse 18, Amos 3, 7, and are now going to another level of self-induced judgment. Mark my words. Psalm 7:11 tells us, God is angry with the wicked every day. Who are the wicked? Those that know to do the right and refuse to do it. Americans chose Trump and they refuse to repent. Trump worshipers will now have to come to terms with the fact that Jesus is still on his throne and is on, and he is the one, in fact, that should be heeded as Trump is now dethroned. Folks, you're in it. It's time for you to wake up.
You know, Bradley said earlier on the show, and it rings true, that he's just as awake as he's ever been. And I think that goes for our entire ministry. With Sons of Liberty, we have always been in this fight. We're fighting the good fight of faith on a daily, hourly, minutely, monthly, and not in those orders, basis, because we see that we need to redeem the time because the days are evil. If you look around, as Bradley just stated, it's not getting brighter, it's getting darker. But the good news is that God's people shine the best in the dark. We're shining the light of God's truth and literally blazing a path all throughout this country. We just got back from a three-state tour. We were Wisconsin, we were in Tennessee, we were in Michigan, leading the way, fighting the good fight, and waking people up as to there is no king but King Jesus, and Christ alone is the hope for our nation. So for those of you who have been following the Sons of Liberty, who've listened to the radio program, who've maybe seen us at a live event, and you say, wow, I was impacted in a huge way. It was like the lights came on. It was like my eyes were open to see, my ears were open to hear by the Holy Ghost, and I want other people across the nation to have the same experience that I did. And I want to support what you guys do. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Spread the Word button, and there you'll find how you can become a son or daughter of liberty, and you can help us support us in this work to make sure that we bring the light of truth all throughout America again. So sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Spread the Word button. You can give a one-time donation, or you can become a son or daughter of liberty and really partner together with us in bringing this light all throughout America. So please do. We need your support. Email too as well. If you'd like to sign up for a monthly newsletter, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sign up for a monthly email. You can see where we're going, what we're doing, Bradley's featured articles, and stay informed.
Amen. We love you by what we do, folks, and we'll talk to you in one day in 23 hours. Again, I don't mean to beat you up on top of the head. I just want to, well, as they say, I just want to drive it in one way or another, but I know oftentimes it goes for naught until the Holy Ghost comes into play, and I trust that I have the Spirit of God who comes into the world to convict of sin.
An opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.